good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 25 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 12th, 2009, from long, long ago and a galaxy far, far away. I turn this thing on. Hang on a second. Hell. We got problems, but we're solving them. My name's Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes of fabulous music. And for those of you planning to tune in late tonight, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following tonight's episode. And, it's Thursday, and it's November, and it's the 12th. And this is Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers, and this is Shine.
Baba biddy 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 dee, 'cause my hair is curly, just because my teeth are pearly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living, I take these troubles all with a smile. Just because my color's shady, that's the difference maybe why they call me. Shine, sway your blues is. Why don't you shine? Start with your shoes is. Shine each place up, make it look like new. Shine your face up, I want to see you wear a smile or two. Why don't you shine your these and those is. You'll find everything gonna turn out right fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna have to do to do you. You'll make the whole world shine. Oh, chocolate drop, that's me. 'Cause why?
My hair is curly.
Man's got curly hair.
Now just because my teeth are pearly.
Also got pearly teeth.
Just because I always wear a smile.
Oh, keep on smiling.
Like to dress up, babe, in the latest style. 'Cause I'm glad I'm living. I take these troubles all with a smile. Now just because my color's shady.
Use a shady, baby.
That's the difference, maybe. Why they call me
Baba Biddy 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 Dee. Shine away your blueses. Shine, start with your shoes. You'll make the whole world shine.
Oh, we're asleep at the switch. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts. It's crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You got it, mister, in the 1966 Chungking Chow Mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round cans right away. Wraparound labels, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Step up to the tuned Chow Mein, the 1966 Chun King. Noodles optional.
Yep, get on down to your local Hinky Dinky supermarket for your 1966 Chun King Chow Mein. I think they're on special, 3 for 79 cents. Can't beat that. And speaking of something special, this is a request for my pop. This goes out to Dad. This is Bobby Darin, and this is Johnny Mercer, and this is Indiana.
Talk about the South.
And it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance.
You know about that jazz.
From the fields I used to roam.
I'm a Yankee myself.
When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
Sounds like it could be fun back home again in Indiana.
Way out west.
And it seems that I can see.
See what?
The gleaming candlelight.
One what?
Still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam.
Roaming in the gloaming.
When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
The meadowlark is singing in the springtime.
I want to sing a little swing.
I got the key, just follow me. Scooby dooby 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 dooby.
You mean see we dee we dee 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 dee
dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee. When things are peachy on the old Ogeechee.
Where the heck is that? When they start to shiver on the Hudson River.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
When I dream of my Indiana.
New York and old Savannah.
Dream of my Indiana home.
Let's talk more music.
You want less talk and more music? Well, that's going to be tonight's premise. And tonight we're going to hear the third track off the Lou Bond self-titled album from 1974 on the We Produce label. And you want less talk and more music? Well, this is more music. This is probably the longest song you will ever hear on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, but I'm committed to making it all the way through this album. This also might be the best song on the record. This is Lou Bond, To the Establishment.
Yeah. give out, but I'll never give in. We might as well be friends. Yes, we had you say that on Sunday I should wear myself a suit and tie. But I went to my grandmama's funeral and I was knickerbocker down. Now I know a couple of orphan kids that I just love to have for my very own. Yes. But you say to me that I got to get married before I can give those children a happy home. Well, when we realize that realness is real, it's only what we feel. Yes. Realness is something that comes from the earth on its own free will. A woman is a woman,
but a man is a whole lot of man.
Yes. Now I might give out, but I'll
you keep figuring out a way to get my every heart and scent.
You even got me going to the grocery store buying cherry flavored chapsticks. Yeah. And I want you to know that I think it's all a great big one-sided affair. If I had my way, I'd put you all in the electric chair. Yeah, they ought to give me that at the credit. Nyara kat ni here is here to. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I think I need a good smoke. As my friend Mr. Dante Fontana would say, that was undoubtedly the Monster Meat Mix. All 10 minutes and 52 seconds of To the Establishment by the long-lost Mr. Lou Bond. And to completely change courses, we're going to listen to Mr. Orson Bean. I hope you find this amusing.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out, except a piece of bologna. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, "There's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow," said Maloney, "whoever has the nicest dream, who wins the piece of bologna." The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, "I had a dream, I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. Now I don't think you can beat that dream, I win the bologna." The other one said, "I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand, he said, 'Hello, Mahoney. Now I don't think you can beat that dream, I win the bologna.'" The Hebrew said, "I'm dreaming too. It's a dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and I got so lonely. I didn't think you was coming back, so I got up and I ate the bologna."
Yes, that's game show panelist extraordinaire Orson Bean from many, many years ago. And from a fair number of years ago, 1967, this is a group called Pudding. Everybody likes pudding.
Now every day I get in the queue to get in the bus that brings me to you. I'm so nervous, just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Well, thank you, driver, for getting me here.
Let's ride the magic bus.
You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Now, I don't wish to cause no fuss.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Well, can I buy your magic bus, mister?
Let's ride the magic bus.
Give me 100
magic bus.
You know she
magic bus.
Yes, that's Pudding doing the Who's Magic Bus, or around here we refer to it as the Magic Brush, and that's a story for another day. We're going to get back to 1967, maybe a couple more times tonight. We'll see. We'll just have to see about that. Let's see. What we got? What we got going here? We got this going here. This is a request. This is a short-distance dedication. This is for the gal upstairs. This is, this is a guy named, what's his name? Sam Baker. And this is from his most recent album, Cotton. And if you hadn't heard of Sam Baker, neither had I till recently. And let's check this out. This is a song called Moon.
The moon got lost. Tonight, I think. A nod, a wink, the horse is blind and needs a drink. The moon got lost tonight, I think. You and I look away, and at the not looking me, see what is hidden by the day. When you and I look away, look away, look away, look away. Late nights, the red lights blink, blink, blink. The sky is ink, the last of the bourbon and the ice clink. The moon got lost tonight, I think. Look, look away, look, look away. Look away, look away, look away, look away.
I could get used to that guy. That was Moon. That was Sam Baker. And that was from the album Cotton, which I believe is a 2009 release, which we don't hear a lot of on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, which is what you're listening to right now. And get on down to your local Hinky Dinky supermarket, because this half hour has been brought to you by food and Heinz beans.
A million Heinz flies every day. Pick up a tin of beans and say, beans means Heinz. A million Heinz flies every day. Pick up a tin of beans and say, beans means Heinz.
Beans. Beans? Yes, beans. That's right. Beans. Yes, that's the musical bit. I'm supposed to talk about beans. That That music could only mean one thing. It is time for this week's Nebraska Cornhusker Report. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini is definitely in the process of putting a program together. If the Huskers had an offense as good as its defense, it would be in the top five, maybe the top two or three right now. And Ndamukong Suh is probably the best player in college football, and if you don't believe me, well, tough. Of course, Nebraska doesn't have an offense as good as its defense, not by a long shot, and I don't think offensive coordinator Sean Watson is the guy. But it's possible with an uptick in recruiting quality he could be, but I'm not wild about his play calling, and he's done nothing to instill discipline. Bonehead penalties are killing drives. And with Eric Henry's leg, we should be good for 3 points on any possession. The guy is golden and has a 57-yarder. Thankfully, he's just as good a punter. What else can I tell you? Winning the North has always been the stepping stone goal for the program this year, and it's doable. Not a done deal, but doable. No one would be surprised if Pelini just gave his true freshman quarterback snaps the rest of the season, focusing on next year. But it looks like Pelini will still make his QB decisions on an in-it-to-win-it basis. If the Huskers win out, a prospect that seems less and less unlikely, they will have the privilege of being the punching bag for Texas in the Big 12 championship game before Texas plays in the BCS game for the national championship. Nebraska is a 4.5-point favorite on the road against Kansas Saturday. The Jayhawks are currently riding a 4-game losing streak. The game is on ABC at 2:30 Central Time. And where's that other little piece of music? Oh, heck. I'm looking for it. I'll find it. There it is. Oh, my God. And let's stick with... hang on a second. Let's stick with 1967. I enjoyed being there because I enjoyed being seven. This is Love from the Forever Changes album, and A House Is Not a Motel.
At my house I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
Thank you. WC at Bellevue.
Blackhawks, a hockey team, they're number one in their league. White Sox are leading the league. The Cubs are pushing. It's big league town. WCFL, that's big league too.
I like my house and my cat. My cat was born here. He talks like a Chicagoan. And I like WCFL.
My kind of town.
Brought up in the Midwest. I like the people in Chicago. So I feel very comfortable around them. I think the people most of all. And WCFL.
Chicago,
oh, whatever. That wasn't actually the song or the file I meant to play. Sorry about that. We'll get the right file on a future broadcast, I promise. This is a contribution this week from my Uncle Jim, who's not tuned in live. He says he's going to listen to the program after the Bears 49ers game. I don't know how that game's going, but if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I'd be betting that the Bears are taking a beating because that's what they're good at this year. They stink. I'm not happy about it, but it's the truth. This is Jim writes this song, which is called I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say, which is by Jelly Roll Morton and his New Orleans Jazzmen. Features a wonderful contribution by the master of the soprano sax, Sidney Bechet. And I could not agree more about Sidney. Sidney is truly the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas. Oh, God.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, you nasty but you dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let that foul air out. Yes, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say. We'll be right back.
I think it would be an excellent idea if we hung around in the pre-rock and roll era for a little while tonight. Wouldn't that be great? This is Cab Calloway and his orchestra, and this is Mama, I Wanna Make Rhythm.
Yasha was a prodigy since he was a kid of three. He could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Yasha hated melody. He had a yen for timpani. He longed to play a drum. When his mama made him practice on his fiddle every day, he'd stop right in the middle and he'd say, Mama, I wanna make rhythm. Don't wanna make music. Just wanna go ski-bip-di-plank-a-flo-goop, ski-li-bop-a-zoo-di-bip-di-bop-a-zay. Mama, I wanna go hot-cha. Don't wanna go boom-ba. Just wanna go ski-bip-di-plank-a-di-gop-a-scoo-doo-doo-splash-splash-splash-splash-splash. I've got no desire to carry a Stradivarius, but there's no limit to primitive tom-tom in my tum-tum. Mama, I wanna make rhythm. Don't wanna make music. Just wanna go flinging, ding a gang, the scoo doo, the skilly bum boo, di bin din bum bum.
Nobody could scat like Cab. That was Mama, I Just Want to Make Rhythm. And I don't have the year on that handy. This is from 1952, though. This is the number one song from 1952. This is Joe Stafford, And You Belong to Me.
Maybe you'll be lonely. nights wet with rain, but remember, darling, till you're
Okay, well, that was Jonathan and Darlene Edwards and their definitive version of The Last Time I Saw Paris. Now, of course, some of you know that Darlene Edwards and Jonathan Edwards, for that matter, were pseudonyms, and that was really Joe Stafford singing. And on piano, that was her husband, bandleader Paul Weston. Apparently, this was something that they did as shtick at cocktail parties, and eventually their friends encouraged them. They said, "This is so funny, you need to make records." And they made a couple of albums on the Corinthian label, and that's Joe Stafford. That's the same woman we just heard singing "You Belong to Me," it might be a while before we hear any more Jonathan and Darlene Edwards on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We are beginning to wind things down on episode 25, November 12th, 2009. Next week will be a very special broadcast of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I will go on record now committing myself. Going to do all the music on next week's program in honor of our 6th month anniversary on the Internet Air. Will be provided by Vinyl Records. That's correct. Next week's show will be an all record show. All the music, anyway, will be from records. This is Stuff Smith and his orchestra. and this is My Blue Heaven.
When whippoorwills call,
my blue heaven is a killer.
When evening is nigh,
my blue heaven is a killer.
I hurry to my
killer. My blue heaven is a killer.
Oh, and you turn to the right, that's the little white lie.
My blue heaven is a fender.
That'll take you to my
blue heaven.
You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. There's a little nest that nestles where?
Nestles where the roses bloom.
Molly?
Molly.
Me?
Me.
The baby.
The baby.
The baby makes me in my
high.
Blue.
Blue. Heaven, heaven, heaven.
Let's take one more trip back to, I think this is 1967. This might be 1968. I need to keep better notes handy. One day I will. This is the Moody Blues, and this is Never Comes the Day.
Thank you.
gently sighing as the evening slips away. If only you knew what's inside of me now, you wouldn't want to know me somehow. But you will love me tonight. We alone will be alright. Yeah,
I'd like to thank my vast audience of loyal listeners for tuning in again tonight. I'd like to welcome and thank all of you listening to the recording on the archive. There will be a rebroadcast right after the closing theme, and be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and we'll all see you back here next week for the six-month anniversary, semi-anniversary of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare. It a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?